Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point.
It's a mostly daily show where I go from one place to another and try to get to a point. So far so good on that front. I've only not got to the point like three times. So, we're doing our best here. Today's point, it's not really a point actually, now that I get there, but I'm kind of following up on a conversation I had earlier this week about plundering public domain stuff. And in it I mentioned the Oblivion style King Arthur game called Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon, I think, which is a mouthful of a title, we will say. But I fired it up. I played the demo, and we'll see. But I think I put 2.5 hours into that thing, maybe almost three. And holy cow, is it exactly that? People were not fibbing. That is just fully Oblivion, but with King Arthur in it. And like King Arthur, that dude is in there. I kind of I want to take the chat that we had about plundering public domain and taking a cool spin on it. And I think maybe the first part of that is recognizing that I'm pretty sure this whole Tainted Grail King Arthur thing, it seems like the developers, like this is the thing that they do. And I mostly mean that in they're a board game publisher. I think the game, the studio is called Awakened Realms, which you may have heard of. I didn't notice. I noticed that a few of their games looked familiar. There was a colony tabletop game that I think I saw at PAX recently that looked really cool. The art style was really neat, which is what jumped out to me. I think it's called ISS Vanguard, maybe. And the Tainted Grail games, plural, because I also mentioned that there was a King Arthur Tactics game that was like grimdark and cool looking. Turns out, I'm pretty sure that that's just a digital version of one of their original Tainted Grail tabletop games. So, they have a type, and it turns out that maybe they are my type. So the game, the Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon, is cool, and it is very much an Oblivion like. It's not funny, as far as I can tell, anyways. It is very, very grimdark. You get like the opening cinematic of this game, and it's like there was this terrible plague called the Red Death, and it turned people into zombies. So King Arthur led everyone out of the real world and to Avalon. But then there was the people who lived in Avalon, and King Arthur and all of his knights did a colonialism, and bad stuff happened. Peace and prosperity reigns. Uh-oh, the Red Death is back. King Arthur died. And the game begins just as it begins in Oblivion with you in prison. But this time you unfortunately have a bad case of the Red Death. And some Robin Hood looking dude does some arrow shenanigans, kills your guard, kind of lets you out, and now you get to wander the dungeons of this place. And it's really well done. It's the uncanny valley kind of like it is a Skyrim Oblivion style, like first person, have your agnostic attack arms. There's a block situation. There's a really big skill tree, but it's like kind of devoid of the humor and jank of something like Oblivion. So it's kind of a bit more serious in tone, like a Skyrim kind of. But it's like, I guess if you were to take like the storytelling of something like the latest Diablo, there's like fully a like really fucked up chant going on, some blood rituals, and it's a whole thing, and it's cool. Like it's well done. It looks really neat. It's like, you know, it have the I haven't played the Oblivion remaster remake thing, so I don't really know how this holds up, but I would say that this game looks exactly what I remember Skyrim looking like. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But it's like beautiful. It's really well done. And I think that it's kind of one of the perfect examples of what I was saying about, you know, plundering public domain. Like that the setup of that game in the demo is that you fight your way through this castle that you learn is on this place called the Isle of the Dead. It turns out this Red Priest Order is an order of priests who are like scientist adjacent people doing medical science on the Red Death to try to solve the mystery of it, I guess. And then someone takes it over and they turn into it like a torture dungeon and it's bad times. So you're there. And you have to get out. This guy lets you out, and you kind of go through the dungeon. There's a lot of people. Like you end up talking to, like a priest that put himself in confinement because he has the disease, but he still wants to do good. You have other people who are imprisoned there because they turned against the bad torture king of this zone, and you find notes. Like there's just a crap ton of notes laying around. Like they're doing the environmental storytelling of here is a note what tells you stuff about this world. Like you turn out it turns out that Morgaine, this world's Morgan Le Fay, I assume, it like wanted this island, and took over this island because, you know, they earned it, I guess. So there's that, and then you find out that like King Arthur exists, and he died after the conquest of Avalon, and then you find out that Merlin is there, and Merlin somehow has a cool army of 30-foot tall skeleton dudes that maybe actually existed in Avalon. You have the magic of the area is called the Weird, Wyrd, and there's just like it's just really well done. Like they did the world building. It seems super cool. There's a lot of just fun stuff in there. Like the whole setup of breaking out of this prison is cool. And then you like somehow like so you work your way through the prison, right? There's a prison. You go through the prison, and then it once again does the Oblivion thing where you're going through the prison, then all of a sudden you're explicitly not in a prison anymore. You're in some ancient ruins with some crazy stuff going on. And where Oblivion, I guess, spoiler alert for Patrick Stewart's character, the end of the Oblivion, like, tutorial section, you watch the Emperor get killed, and then you have to take his necklace and kind of find Martin, his heir. In this, in Tainted Grail, you go through, you fight your way through the prison, you end up in ancient ruins, and then you are transported to another realm. And that other realm is, it looks like, it's the Elden Ring zone, the Crumbling Farum Azula, I think is what it's called. It's just like shit's floating in the sky. It has like you go from being this like super confined tiny space, and then all of a sudden it like opens up to the coolest skyboxes of all time. There's ruins everywhere, and you find a voice. You talk to the voice, and he's like, "Oh no, I don't know what's going on. Somehow you're talking to me, but what's up, dude?" And then you touch him, and then he gives you the exposition dump of all the stuff I just explained about the Red Death and conquering the weird, etc. And then it turns out you go through that, and then you get the sickest cutscene that is the beginning of it's the beginning of Diablo. Like you get the Diablo cutscene of like crazy blood ritual, some dude with really gnarly teeth close up chanting something that includes the word Muspelheim, and that's pretty sick. It's like full on Rammstein. And then you just like find out that the person, thing, entity, deal that is talking to you is actually just the soul of King Arthur Reborn. He gives you magical powers, and you're like, all right, put the soul back together. And then you go, you are released. You now have the power to access the weird. And then you meet your dude on the beach, and then stuff happens. Well, we won't get too far into it, but and that's where the demo ends. Like it ends with you boarding a ship to go to all of the like other mythical land in Avalon. So like you're on little tutorial island, and then you get to go to mythical Scotland. There's another like there's a note that references the Picts. And it just seems like they're doing the King Arthur thing. So the two things that I thought of when I finished this was, number one, hell yeah, I need to play more of this game. And number two is maybe I need to buy some RPG source books for whatever this game is, because they're like doing the damn thing with King Arthur stuff, and it's really sick. And the game itself, it's fine, like the play in the game is fine. It is Oblivion in the like you got your light swing, you got your heavy swing, you got your block. There's magic involved. Some of the best improvements of this game is sprint doesn't cost you when you're not in combat, so you can just be sprinting around like crazy. That's a good one. Avowed does that too. I love that. There's like quick dodges. What else? There's also stuff that I didn't really interact with a ton, but it seems like there's some small like immersive sim stuff in there where you pick up a shovel, you pick up a pickaxe, and then you get a woodcutter's axe later. And each one of them says that it like allows for lumbering, mining, and digging. So you can like dig stuff, you'll dig up treasure chests and find those. But there is a segment in the game where you use your pickaxe to break through a wall. So there's like alternate methods to get into places, it seems like. The lock picking minigame, it's just the Oblivion one. They just did that. It almost looks identical to the Skyrim one, which is wild, but it plays exactly the same. There didn't seem to be very good tutorials, if any, that I saw in the game, but if you've literally touched Skyrim in the past since it came out, you know how to play this game. It works exactly the same. There's also a like a quick menu that it just started getting into it, so it looks like you'll get a mount at some point. But at any point you can just it seems like you can put down a campfire, and it's got like a little bit of soulsiness to it where you put the campfire down and that's where you rest, that's where you level up. And then one of the characters mentions that here's like a specific item that you can have that will, like you sit there and allows you to cook on the fire, allows you to do alchemy, but it also mentioned that it will keep the weird away from you. So I wonder if there's some sort of like rest mechanic that you can kind of get pulled out of your rest and kind of ambushed, which is pretty neat if possible. I don't know. I like went into this demo thinking like, yeah, I'll play this and kind of have like thoughts on it that I could, you know, put in the show here, but I super did not expect it to be something that I am like chomping at the bit to get back to. Like, I don't know if it'll hold up over all that time. I mean, they say that there's about 50 to 70 hours of game in there, which is a lot to go on, kind of with a game that, you know, it doesn't have something like the story writing chops of Avowed behind it. And since I am hitting that time currently with Avowed and getting a little tired of it, I don't know the staying power of putting all the pieces of Arthur's soul together. But honestly, as like a big King Arthur guy, just seeing how they're taking the mythos there and playing with it is fun. And like you hear some names, and like because King Arthur is around, and because I have heard some other names like Morgaine and Merlin, I am now super curious to just wander this world and see what's up with Sir Kay, or like is Bedivere around, and how they're kind of taking that story and kind of making it their own. So yeah, Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon is something I did not expect to be like absolutely jumping to get back to, but I sure as heck am. That it seems like a goofy fun time, you know, wandering through a prison zone with your pickaxe swinging and ragdolling dudes around is actually kind of a perfect setup. So yeah, if that sounds interesting to you, let me know, because I would like to actually get some video of this game out, because it seems like a rip-roaring fun time. Even though it is metal as hell in like a really good Diablo kind of way. But yeah, I have now almost overstayed my welcome. My train is awaiting. So I will get out of here. But thanks for hanging out, listening to Point, and keeping me company during this slow creep to the train station as per usual. 70% complete is the website. You can go there. You may find some thoughts about Tainted Grail in the next couple days, if I get something together. Videos are on YouTube as per usual, and give me a follow on Blue Sky if you want to see me ranting and raving about other goofy games. I have some other stuff I've been working on. I got code for Wilmot Works It Out, and I've been playing a short little narrative, kind of like kinetic novel called Without a Dawn, that I kind of want to put some words out on the page. So yeah, ch check that out. You'll see me on Blue Sky talking about that, or on the site. So yeah, thanks, and I guess we will talk tomorrow. See you later. Have a good one. Bye.